Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Horror Hangout, a podcast where film fans watch the best and worst horror movies of all time and talk about them. Today's episode is a very special bonus episode, chatting all about Screams by the Sea, a one-day film festival with five feature films, a short film selection, filmmaking panels, as well as a screenwriting competition. It takes place on the 10th of February, that's a Saturday, at Pavilion Dance Southwest in Bournemouth, UK. And I'm joined by festival director Raddy Nikolov. Welcome to the show, Raddy. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. This is absolutely amazing to chat about the festival and everything about horrors, good and bad.
Hell yes, you are most welcome. I mean, most of the time we talk about the good stuff in horror. It's rare, even though in the tagline we're saying the bad ones. It's rare we talk about anything bad. We're all about the positive vibes. We're all about the positive energy.
Oh, absolutely. Every film is a journey.
I mean, that's one way of describing it. Every film is a journey.
Oh, listen, there are some horror films from the 70s and the 80s that take you on a journey.
Oh yeah, and I feel like because of co-hosting this podcast, I've been on many a journey. Some good, some bad, some memorable, some not so memorable. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. As soon as I heard about Screams by the Sea, I think we started chatting online, and it's been good to get to know you and find out more about the festival. It sounds very, very interesting, very exciting. And of course, did it come off of the back of Fright Fest? I know you attended Fright Fest last year, didn't you?
I did. I went, that was my, I think, third Fright Fest that I went. Lots of familiar faces. But no, the idea for the festival actually happened a little over a year ago now, actually maybe a year and a half. I was talking with my partner in crime, Johnny Chang, who runs Silent Day Pictures, and he was producing a film, and I was telling him about Bournemouth, and I was telling him about the Mary Shelley legacy that's down here in Bournemouth. I was telling him about the Mary Shelley Theater, that is this 250-seat old vintage Victorian theater that is still active today. Well, they're shut since the pandemic. The pandemic kind of sort of slowed their things down. But I was telling him all those things, and he was like, oh my God, we should definitely do something. I was like, I know, that's why I'm telling you. He was like, let's do a film festival. I was like, that's what we've been trying to do. So we've been talking about it here locally for about 5 years or so. And there is another group of filmmakers that do 35 millimeter genre films from the 70s and the 80s down here called Dirt in the Gate. And they are good friends of mine. And I was chatting with them and I was like, guys, wouldn't it be really cool to do independent genre film festival for contemporary films down in Bournemouth? For one, we have the Mary Shelley's, yeah. And for two, we have the two biggest universities outside of London to produce like phenomenal artists in film and television. I was like, we gotta have a film festival down here. So that's how everything started. And I went to Fright Fest. I met a lot of filmmakers, watched a lot of films, spoke with a lot of filmmakers, with a lot of friends, and here we are now, just under a month away.
So I guess is it come around really quickly? Do you feel like do you Do you feel like it's come around really quickly, or does it feel like it's been such a build up towards it, I guess?
It did. It was, I've learned so much in that last year. So my background is in filmmaking. So I became I started as a writer, and I worked as a director of photography, and now I direct sort of features, short form, and TV. And presentation and exhibition is such an interesting beast. It's because you're trying to do an event, and you're trying to give filmmakers a platform for their voices to be amplified and heard by a wider audience. And that year, I've learned so many things, and everything that I learned was like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's so cool. Great. That's a great lesson to know for when the event's happening. Oh, that's a really cool guest to have. Oh, that's really cool. All of a sudden, oh my God, like it's the 1st of January, and like we're like a month away from the festival. I was like, oh, cool, brilliant. All right, let's now finalize everything and let's get everything in a spreadsheet. So yeah, in a sense, it has come really, really quickly. But it has been very, very exciting process of making it happen.
Yeah, it has been. It's been great to sort of like watch it coming together from 2024 and beyond. But yeah, so that's why you chose Bournemouth. You're based in Bournemouth, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So that was kind of like part of the reason behind selecting there as well. Are there much more like horror events that happen in Bournemouth? Is this going to be like the first film, the first sort of like horror movie genre film festival?
There is one other, like Dirt in the Gate, our good friends.
Oh yeah, of
They do
course.
their event in the fall. Their event is called Grindfest, and it's this
Oh wow, okay.
amazing 3-day weekend where you go and watch these fantastic genre horror films from the 70s and the 80s. But their thing is preserving 35 millimeter projection. So
Yeah.
I had this lovely meeting with them in the beginning of our process, and I was like, guys, I want to do this. Let's make sure that we align together, because I think having these two events happening at the same time in the same town, I think is going to be important for all of our voices to
Yeah.
be aligned together. So they do their thing. So that's another horror thing. And there is the Purbeck Film Festival that's happening alongside nearby us, I think in Poole, but they don't do genre horror. So it's like perfect. Like we have a perfect opportunity to do something that is independent, horror, contemporary, and we have like a spot here for just for ourselves, carve it for ourselves. And that is going to be the first of many. Touch wood, fingers crossed. But that's the plan. The
Yeah.
plan is to set up Screams by the Sea as a recurring film festival.
Amazing. Amazing. I know the film selection, the film program hasn't been announced yet, so we won't try and spoil anything here, but can you tell us more about the film selection process? How has that been doing that for the first time?
Yes. The process was amazing. We were open internationally. We were open for short films and feature films, as well as screenplays. And one of those things that I had to learn a lot was, well, I can't just be the sole arbiter of all this. I can't just be the only person that takes decisions. I need to have somebody else that's here, that another voice is heard. So I was like, I need judges that are like in like internal judges, internal viewers, internal people that sort of watch this short film program, and they sort of evaluate what they think it's good, what is best, and all that stuff. And I was like, great. So there is a small team of people that is behind us that watched every single submission. Everything was discussed internally. We had these, I think every 2 months we got together for like a long weekend at mine, and I think six of us sat down and watched all of the feature films that got submitted to us. There was a lot of filmmakers that are like from my personal contacts and from Johnny's contacts that we know that heard about the festival, and so we got in touch. It's like, listen, if you have anything going on, chuck it in the pot. We would love to see it. We're open for anything and everything at the moment. Let's build this exciting, entertaining, and slick program for February. And so that's the films. And then we have a screenwriting competition, which is very exciting, actually. If you want to talk about it in more detail in a second, but Screenwriting competition is something that Johnny is very passionate about. Johnny produces a lot of films, a lot of horror films, and distributes in sort of Indonesia and Malaysia. And
Oh, wow,
he was
okay.
very excited in this opportunity to be able to grant a funded production deal for an exciting new feature-length screen script that is already written.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my God, like how do we run this? So we have a whole another team that is reading every single script that gets submitted to us. There is an internal evaluation card that we all sort of like fill out so that it's across the board. We all know what we're talking about internally. And then we discuss all of the stories from the readers internally, and we're gonna shortlist four of the scripts that we choose are best in that internal
Wow.
process, and we're going to invite these screenwriters to pitch at the actual event. So sort of that is the long of it of the process inside of making a film festival, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean that's super interesting though, and it must sort of attract a load of like really creative people to be sort of so the main prize is essentially have a film made and then potentially distributed in is so it will be distributed like worldwide, or is it only going to be just distributed in Indonesia, Malaysia, like you said?
Yes, so the screenwriting competition, very exciting things.
Yeah, super
Basically,
exciting.
yeah, as you say, it's literally we're offering to make the next horror film. We've had scripts from Serbia, Bulgaria. I think there was one from Japan. There is a
Wow.
lot of British scripts. There is a few from the States. The scripts from everyone. Everything is in the English language. Films are going to be produced in the UK, and the movie will be distributed in Indonesia and Malaysia with limited national UK distribution. We say limited at the moment because we don't know what kind of deals we can be able to get once the movie is finished. That is sort of
Of
the
course,
extent of our reach at the moment. It's just limited UK, but there's going to be a national Malaysian and Indonesian Malaysian distribution theatrical attached to the deal. So that is a very exciting thing that I've not done before, so that's a first for me, trying to sort of do that, but it's a very exciting time for one already finished screenplay.
definitely a hugely exciting time for that. Was it really difficult picking what films you were going to choose on the program as a one day event? Because obviously, if it was a 3 day event, there'd be plenty of scope to choose more. Was it really difficult whittling it down to just a handful, I guess?
That is one of the hardest things that I had to do probably this year is like we have so many great films, and we have like there's a few movies that literally blew our minds. We're like, oh my God, this is so good. Unfortunately, it doesn't fit. And it's like
Oh, no.
it's so crushing. It's so crushing. It's like this is amazing, but it's just like it doesn't fit. We only have like five slots, and it's a limited
Yeah.
space. It's like I wish we had more space to feature more films because there was I can think of like three on top of my head. They're like, oh my God, this could make a whole another day of just this type of horror, and it was absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, it was really really hard to pick the five films that we are showing, but I think we have a really really exciting and solid program for February.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And hopefully, if it is a recurring event, maybe more days would be added at future iterations of the festival, and then we could get you could choose even more films.
Well, that would be amazing.
Yeah, super exciting though. Super exciting stuff. So tickets are on sale currently. Are there anything we need to know about tickets? I know there is a student discount available of 10%, isn't there?
Yeah, so tickets went on sale a while back. Tickets are being sold at the moment. It is limited availability, so get yours in now. We have movies, talks. We have short films. We have the live script pitching session. We have a lot of things. We have vendors. We have guests. It's amazing. And we went around the block a couple of times discussing what is the best way to sort of like charge and sell this event to the people, to the audiences. And we was like, well, do we do like separate movie tickets? Do we do like packages for this, packages for that? And I was like, let's do it the easiest possible way for people buying tickets. It's a day pass. You buy one thing and you get access for the whole day. You want to watch a movie? You go and watch a movie. You want to go listen to a talk? You go listen to a talk. You want to go and have a drink? We don't encourage that while the movies are happening. There is going to be a networking event at the end of the festival where we're all going to get pissed for people that don't drink. They don't have to.
No pressure.
It's just one day pass and gets you access to everything. And that's how we do tickets this year.
Is there anything we can say about any talks or any guests at this stage, or is everything still kind of a little bit under wraps until that gets announced?
I mean, do you know what? I can probably give you something, guys. We're in this stage where we're announcing things, so I'll give you an exclusive. So amazing. we have a couple of really interesting workshops and talks in the making, because I'm an independent filmmaker. I have dear friends that are independent filmmakers. Everybody's struggling. Everybody's trying to find a way to do this filmmaking business and art together in this world. So I was like, okay, let's put these brains together, because like we can maybe sort of help each other. So I was like, we need to make sure we have a couple of talks, a couple of workshops. So we're doing a live application of a werewolf attack, something that genre filmmaker is absolutely going to be excited about. We're going to have an 8-foot-tall werewolf, and we're going to do a live application of a neck-to-chest attack, claw attack, live applied on set. On set, I say on set. On stage. on stage, it's going to be done by Theodore Salisbury, who's worked with Ian McKellen. He's worked with James Cosco from Game of Thrones. He's worked with phenomenal talent across the world. And he's coming down to do a live application. It's going to be in conversation with Theodore Salisbury. And that is going to be our first sort of workshop. Our second workshop is going to be Lyndon Bodok. We've just announced that. Lyndon Bodok is going to be our guest doing in conversation with an executive producer, Lyndon Bodok. He comes from a Temple Heart Film, which is a fantastic production company based in London. They do amazing horror films. He's going to come down and talk about taking a project from sort of script all the way to market, how to work with investors, to sort of like raise finance, how to sort of set yourself up for success in the filmmaking world. And also, here is a very exciting thing that I don't think I've shared yet with anybody. We have Performance Media Insurance as one of our guests at the event. And they have been incredibly kind to offer 10% discount to filmmakers going to the event for future purchases of insurance through them. So that is because we all know once when you start doing films, you need that insurance, you need legal, you need all of those things that you don't think you need, but you should definitely have, because once when you start selling your film, is very important to have. So that is our ethos, is like make sure we give advice to people setting up their feature films, so that once when they start selling them, they have everything in the bank all ready to go. These are our talks at the moment. Yeah. Our movies, I'm reluctant to say yet. We have some really interesting movies. We have some fantastic movies. I can't give you a title yet, but very exciting, very, very exciting British films are showing at our festival.
When the films get announced, we'll be sure to share with our listeners anyway, so everybody knows what kind of films are going to be shown. I mean, it sounds great for not just film fans, but also filmmakers. And I think sometimes a lot of these events can sort of cater mainly to film fans. I know most filmmakers are film fans as well, but the fact that all of this stuff is sort of in place for filmmakers as well seems great, and seems like a really unique selling point as well.
Thank you. That's a very good point. Thank you so much for pointing that out, because it was so important to me. I was thinking about what kind of audience we want to attract at the event. As a filmmaker, I want my movies to be seen by a genuine public. So I want to make sure that film lovers are present, so that the filmmakers submitting to us have a chance to be seen by the real audience, and they can get real feedbacks for the films, and they can get real reviews and all that stuff. But also, as a filmmaker, I would love to be able to have a place where I can go and learn the things that I now know 15, 20 years after doing this thing that I wish I knew in the beginning of my career. So it's very important, these two sides of the filmmaking exhibition.
Most definitely. Sounds great. So in terms of where our listeners can keep up to date with the fest on social media, I know you have a website and you're on a few social platforms as well. And I know that everything we've discussed is going to be announced regularly over the next couple of weeks before the festival. Where can our listeners find Screams by the Sea online to keep up to date?
So Screams by the Sea, probably the best place to find us is going to be on Instagram and on Twitter. We have our website. It's screamsbythesea.co.uk. It is a page that has all of the information about what's going to be shown. We are updating it regularly with everything that gets announced. But the quickest possible way to get your information in the most concise way is going to be Instagram. It's just, I think, the best platform at the moment for what we're trying to do. It's, you just go on it, stills, you get all the information immediately. We're also on Facebook. Follow us. We have a Facebook page, Screams by the Sea on Facebook. I believe these are all of our pages at the moment. So that's where you guys can find us.
Awesome. Well, I will make sure to put all of the links in the show notes for everybody to find out. And I think it's safe to say we're going to be sharing a lot more from Screams by the Sea over the next few weeks, because it sounds absolutely right up our street. And as I know we've mentioned previously, we'd love to be involved with more events going forward. So thanks so much for joining us, Raddy. It's been absolutely great to have you on Horror Hangout to talk about this. Maybe you could join us for a full episode sometime soon to talk about one of your favorite films, or least favorite, you know? What either or, it's totally up to you.
I've seen stuff, man.
But yeah, absolutely, sounds absolutely great. And thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to chat to you. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, become a patron over at patreon.com/horror hangout. Thanks to Taj Easton for our theme music. Please consider giving us a rating or a review. And until next time, thanks everybody for listening. And thanks for joining us, Raddy. See you soon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.